It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market today?
You know, we're fairly quiet overall, but I'm going to go with wheat. Wheat started off, Sunday night with some pretty good losses and has clawed its way back to be steady in Minneapolis, small losses in Chicago and Kansas City. But I think this afternoon's crop progress report is going to continue to show a declining ratings for the crop, and I think that's going to come in and help continue to support the wheat market as this week's forecast, there's no rain until later in the week, and I think it's going to do some more damage to that crop.
Seems like that there always seems to be some rain in the forecast, but it seems like it's always a week away.
Right. I mean, that seems to be the pattern that we're falling into again. And, you know, it's raining in the eastern parts of Kansas. It just can't break into that western regions where the winter wheat is. So, you know, until it does, that crop is going to continue to see some, deteriorate, which means it's going to go into winter very poor shape, and it's going to come out in the spring in very poor shape as well.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with corn. Corn has been kind of a quiet market. It seems like it's waiting or looking for some direction. I think it's waiting to see what the report's going to say on Wednesday, as we're going to see USDA's updated crop production estimates for November. And right now it does look like corn stocks could see a little bit of an increase because not so much of a change in production, but because of a decrease in exports, which is right now the average trade guess has stocks going up 40 million bushels.
And there's a lot that goes into that too, even with the river levels at the Gulf, also a possibility of rail strikes. So that export picture's not the clearest right now.
It's not. And then you throw in the fact that China has now signed a deal and they're going to be bringing in Brazilian corn. Mexico is looking at stopping the importation of GMO corn. So there's a lot of variables in that corn demand picture right now that we just don't have quite a clear enough picture for.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.